Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now at Cardiff Met by Bangor City manager Kevin Nicholson. Kevin, vital 3 points, 2-1 win here at Kincoyd today.
Yeah, it was a vital game. We knew that heading into it, and obviously that's why we're absolutely delighted to have won it in the way that we have. And it's an important 3 points. That's all it is. I think I said at the beginning of the week about there's all to play for from today, and it was important that we got off to another strong start at the second half of this phase two. And now we only have 4 matches to play, obviously, in the league. So if we can take more points than what we did in the first half of phase two, then we're going to finish in a very strong position.
Yeah, so obviously started on the front foot first half, made the breakthrough on the half hour. Must be delighted for Alex Darlington to actually make his breakthrough as well and open his account for City.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good start from us. We started off fairly bright. And obviously to take the lead like we did, I think is important in any match to get that first goal. Just gives you a boost. Certainly when you've lost your previous match. Darlow made a good run in behind their back line. And obviously, ended up getting his goal on the second attempt. So really pleased for him, obviously, coming into the starting lineup and getting off the mark for the club today. And hopefully that will give him confidence to want to do even more in these last games to come. But I thought in general, it was a very tactical game today, tactical affair. I thought, the way that they set up with the back three and the little box in midfield and the wing backs, and obviously our shape, against that, there was different things that we had to look at and different things that we had to do. To make sure that we perform well. So it was an interesting battle, but obviously one that which we're delighted to have won.
Yeah, and obviously having to make a couple of changes as well tactically as well with the substitution, early injury there to George Harry, reintroduction of Braydon Shaw.
Yeah, obviously George coming off injured, it was just a straight swap that initial one. We didn't want to change shape too early. Or match them up or anything like that too early on. Wanted to try and stick to what we were doing and what we'd planned to do throughout the week. Braydon came in, obviously probably played more than maybe what he'd have expected to today.
Yeah.
But it's good for him, good for his fitness levels, getting him up to speed again, which is going to be important because he's certainly a talented player. But then if you look at the second half, I think we're really pleased where the players all stood up really and were counted. And there were times second half, we were a little bit backs up against the wall, but I think that's natural when you're ahead and it's 2-1 and the game's close, and it was always going to be a close game today, and they're pushing obviously to get back in it and get the equaliser. I think that's fairly natural. You've got to do in them instances is just stay strong, be in the right positions at the right time, keep a good shape about you, defend the box like we did, with aggression and get your head on the ball, and then hope you can see it out. But I've got to say, our second goal and the way we scored it was worthy of winning any game.
Yeah, so fantastic movements and perfect delivery again from Stephen Hewitt, who's contributing with both goals and plenty of assists as well.
He is, doing very, very well for the team in there in the midfield, and Danny Gossett as well alongside him today, I thought, gave a good performance as well, particularly in the second half. They were both on the front foot, nice and bright. That's what we want from them too, getting on the ball, but also without the ball, being ready to pick up the second balls and steal the second balls and get us playing again. But the second goal was a very, very good goal. It's one of the best goals we've scored for a while. And Ritz finished it off superbly.
Yeah, and good for Dean as well to get back on.
Reopen
his account as such after a little bit of a barren spell.
Yeah, and I think it takes him to double figures, doesn't it?
Yeah.
10, so for the season. It'd be nice if he can finish on at least 15. If he finishes on 15, we'll be in a very strong position come the end, I'm sure. But I think it's just constantly trying to challenge the players to do more, to perform better.
Yeah.
We certainly perform better in most aspects of the game today than what we did in our last match, so that's pleasing that we've put in a performance here that's certainly worthy of getting the 3 points.
Yeah, so that 3 points now takes us level with Connors Quay, behind on goal difference, there's a couple of goals in there I think, and two clear of Bala in fourth place, so plenty of twists and turns to come though in the next four games.
Yeah, there is, and obviously the teams placed underneath, obviously TNS have obviously now won the league. The three of us are obviously competing for that second position, and it will change, and it will change again, and there'll be, like you say, many twists and turns to come. Our focus just always has to be on the next game now. The next performance, delivering the next performance the best we possibly can as a team, and that's all we'll focus on. And you know, if that's good enough to get us the points, then it's good enough to get us the points come the end. And if we take more points in this second half of the phase two, we will finish in a very strong position.
Yeah, so look forward to being live in front of the TV cameras next weekend, Easter weekend, Saturday afternoon, 5:15 kickoff at Nampulth TNS.
Yep, we'll look forward to that, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Kev.
Thanks.